From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Federal prosecutors have placed terrorism charges against the 29-year-old Uzbek immigrant accused of running down eight people with a truck in New York City Tuesday afternoon. Saifullo Saipov was shot in the stomach by a policeman. He underwent surgery and is now recovering. Charges against him include providing material support to a terror group. It's not known when he can make his first court appearance. Investigators who have questioned him in his hospital bed say he planned the attack for weeks. They say he carried out the deadly 20-block drive in the name of the Islamic State, and he said he is proud of what he did. Tempers flared Wednesday as U.S. lawmakers grilled Facebook, Twitter, and Google representatives about Russia's use of their platforms to spread disinformation during the 2016 presidential campaign. Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Richard Burr, a Republican, told attorneys for the tech giants, "You must do better to protect the American people and, frankly, all of your users from this kind of manipulation." Dianne Feinstein, a Democrat, said, "What we're talking about is a cataclysmic change. What we're talking about is a major foreign power with the sophistication and ability to involve themselves in an American presidential election and sow conflict and discord all over this nation." She said, "You've created these problems, and now they're being misused, and you have to be the ones to do something about it, or we, as in Congress, will." This is VOA News. The United States is reported to be pursuing direct diplomacy behind the scenes with North Korea. In an exclusive story published Wednesday, the Reuters news agency says it has learned from an unnamed State Department official that Joseph Yun, the U.S. Special Envoy to North Korea, has been speaking with diplomats stationed at the North's United Nations mission. Workers in the South Korean resort town of Pyeongchang are making final preparations for the Winter Olympics in a big burst of activity that masks a giant problem. Correspondent Grace Lee from the Reuters news agency reports.
It's bustling in Athens, where thousands gather to watch the Olympic flame get handed over for 2018. But in the mountainous resort town of Pyeongchang, South Korea, where the Winter Games will take place in less than 100 days, it's eerily quiet. Alarmingly so for locals, some who've spent millions of dollars preparing their businesses for the Olympic boom. And it's all because of tensions with North Korea.
"We hope things will improve soon and encourage more foreign tourists to visit for the Olympics."
Barely a third of the Games tickets have been sold so far. And with Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump trading threats back and forth, local authorities say tourists are reluctant to commit to the Olympics, which open on February 9th, just 50 miles away from the world's most heavily fortified border. And it's not just North Korea that's causing the slump. Political tensions with Beijing are also a major factor.
"There are almost no Chinese tourists here compared to last year."
Despite a move this week to rekindle relations, the number of Chinese visitors to South Korea slashed by more than half in the past few months, strained by the deployment of Washington's controversial THAAD anti-missile system. Local businesses say they're continuing to see declining tourism numbers, and many are already seeing significant losses ahead of the Olympics. Organizers are hoping athletes from North Korea, still technically at war with the South, will take part and share the stage with American and Chinese athletes, although the North has yet to confirm if it will send a team. For now, all locals can do is put on a brave face and hope for a late boom as the days tick down towards the Winter Games.
Reuters correspondent Grace Lee. Britain's Defense Minister Michael Fallon has resigned after allegations of inappropriate behavior on his part emerged. He said in his resignation letter to the Prime Minister Theresa May that his previous conduct, quote, "may have fallen below the high standards that we require of the armed forces." There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America. In Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.